SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Remember the theme song from the Poseidon Adventure, There's Got to Be a Morning After? Well, there's got to be a morning after and then a morning after that. So I think some politicians are starting to realize that they're gone. They've lost it. Like Arlen Specter, after 30 years, will no longer be a force on the Hill, as he was defeated by Congressman Joe Sestak. And he's not the only one. There's some others that are waking up to realize, ooh, come November, the incumbents could fall and I might be one of them. And especially a lot of the Democrats find themselves in this position. Now, if you talk to Democratic Party leaders, they disagree with that. And I don't blame them, because if I was going to put a spin on it, my spin would be the same. But I think people in America are mad as hell, and they're not going to take it anymore, to steal a phrase from a very famous movie. And that's where we begin this Hour of America Tonight. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, happy as always to be sailing on this ship, pirate-free, just to let you know, in some rough waters. Speaking of rough waters, how about Mexico's president calling Arizona's new law discriminatory? I'm sorry, Felipe Calderon, no disrespect, but I don't care what you think about Arizona's law. And have you even read the law? Bet he hasn't. 17 pages, and I guarantee he only knows what he hears. And that's the problem. Everybody reacting to the law, especially in the negative way, is jumping on the bandwagon. It's like lemmings. Ooh, this is an easy fence to jump over, so I'm going to follow along. The Arizona law, to repeat myself for the 100th time, doesn't take effect till July 29th, might never take effect because the law is facing such a barrage of lawsuits that there's a good chance that there could be something that stops it. So if it does kick in, it would require police to question people about their immigration status if there's a reason to suspect they're in the country illegally, and it makes it a state crime to be in the U.S. illegally. Now, people can be questioned about their status only if they're stopped by police or in the process of enforcing another law. So it's not like eeny, meeny, miny, mo, let's go to the mall and see if we can catch a few. It's not that. It's at all. They're not trying to be customs agents. They're not trying to be part of the Border Patrol. Although the Border Patrol could use the help. Obviously, judging by what we have happening at our borders, they're so porous, and this is part of the problem. The problem in Arizona is the fact that they're overrun with some bad, bad migrants, as Calderon refers to his people. The kind that don't care and will shoot you dead to get your money, or want to sell drugs to anybody and everybody they can find and get out of the way. And that's the deal. That's the problem here. So Calderon's going to have a chance to make his case directly to our lawmakers on Thursday. He's going to address Congress. Obama and Calderon met in D.C. earlier in the day. There was a state dinner, and they emerged from the talks talking about more cooperation on trade, energy, intellectual property, and student exchanges, and also the fact that Obama reaffirmed his commitment, meaning money-wise, to Calderon's offensive in the deadly drug wars. What's interesting there is we've supplied guns and some other things, training, manpower in some ways, but that has to be approved. There is a there is something that's been in place now that's almost up, is almost set to expire. And I guess that's why they came out of that making sure, hey, we're going to stick in with this drug thing. We're not going to abandon it. We're going to help you, and we're going to absolutely stay there. So what happened is Obama said, look, it's not just a problem in Mexico. It's a problem that the U.S. has, and we have to address it, because if there's demand for drugs here, it helps to drive the public safety crisis in Mexico, so we can't stand on the sidelines, basically, with this one. All right, speaking of standing on the sidelines. Rand Paul is not doing that anymore. For the first time, he ran for an elected position, and he's halfway home. In the primaries, he did, in fact, get the GOP nod, as many of you know, listening to me in Kentucky. But this is a race that has certainly captured the imagination across the United States, because, after all, Rand Paul is the son of Congressman Ron Paul. And who doesn't have an opinion about Ron Paul? Whether they embrace a lot of his ideas or they don't, certainly he is pretty well known, not just in Texas. And Rand Paul takes some of his father's own ideas, but also expands and has a few of his own. Some of them I really like, which you heard on a previous show on America Tonight. But Rand Paul today didn't dance around any tough questions when he was asked about tackling next the Democrats, and also about the connection to the Tea Party and how far would he go. Would he, in fact, campaign for other Tea Party candidates? Here's what he had to say.
You know, it's kind of funny is that what I think is an extreme idea is a $2 trillion deficit. You know, the debt is spiraling out of control, and I'm proposing things like a balanced budget, and they think that's an extreme idea. What I tell to the National Democrats is bring it on, and please, please, please bring President Obama to Kentucky. We want him to come and campaign for my opponent. In fact, we'll pay for his plane ticket if President Obama will come down to Kentucky. If I agree with their principles and if they're within the Republican Party, I don't think it's helpful to run outside the Republican Party because it will just help to defeat the Republican candidate. But what I see my role is I want to help shape what the Tea Party becomes. I think the Tea Party needs to define its platform. I'd like to run on that Tea Party platform. To me, it means term limits. It means balancing the budget by law. It means that they should read the bills. It means we should have a waiting period before we pass legislation. And it means that all legislation that Congress votes on should be made applicable to themselves. They shouldn't apply it to us and then exempt themselves. I think that's arrogant. And I think that every piece of legislation should enumerate where in the Constitution they get the authority for that legislation.
All right, Governor Ed Rendell had a different take based on one of the races that was won in Arizona. Take a listen to this.
I think so. I think there are two things that happened. First, that the Democrats in Congress went ahead in the generic test, 45-40, almost a complete reversal. They went ahead last week. And second, Mark Critz not only won, I thought he was going to win, but he won by 8 points in a district that John McCain carried. John McCain carried that district 2 years ago. This should have been ripe for the picking for the Republicans. And if you believe they're going to pick up 40, 45, 50 seats, they should have won this seat. So I have a hunch that the economy has been improving. We've had two good jobs month in a row. As the economy gets better, I have a hunch that they're not going to be anywhere close to the losses that people are predicting.
All right, coming up on the flip side, as we try to zig and zag all over the place, you can throw in your 2 cents on some of what Rand Paul had to say. I love when he said, hey, we'll pick up the check. Come and campaign here in Kentucky. That was a swipe at Arlen Specter using the coattails of the president that failed. 800-259-5791.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
The dust. Boy, that would have been applicable to our last segment, wouldn't it have been, when we're talking about politicians and where they think it's going to all end up as far as the midterm races, you know, when we get to the midterm elections, rather, in November. I still think a lot of dominoes are yet to fall, and it's going to be interesting. It's just such a throwaway line to say it's going to be interesting, but it is going to be interesting, and I don't know other way to phrase that. Heads are going to roll more than King Henry VIII's wives. There are people that are shaking in their boots thinking they're going to lose their gig. Will Harry Reid go? Will Blanche Lincoln go? Well, that's a runoff, so we'll know that way before the midterms, but I'll tell you, it's getting very, very interesting. Not so interesting is the red blobs of oil floating offshore. At this point, it's pretty much in the southeastern tip of Louisiana. I mean, you just see blobs of oil out on the water. And if you've seen any of the photographs, you know there's this sheen of oil and the mixture and the dispersants all together make it look like red blobs. It's sort of like a red color, and it has a texture to it. Some people are describing it like chocolate syrup with some red thrown in, depending on what you pick up. It's just hanging there. It's floating on the surface, and it's 4 miles from shore. The good news is, if there could actually be any good news, is the fact that the tar balls that came up on shore at Key West the other day had nothing to do with the Deepwater Horizon platform sinking and the oil gushing out. Nothing. Thank goodness. Because, I mean, there's no shrimping going on. Fishing areas are shut down. Like 19% of that Gulf region is just done. Sport fishing, forget about it. Closed down. Fishing zones are done. And when we're talking about 4 miles out in that tip of Louisiana where normally people would be, they can't fish. They can't go out there. And BP was quick to say, the president, Lamar McKay, was quick to say, listen, we're accommodating people. We're cutting checks already. We're doing whatever we can to help the people who have been affected by the oil spill. So it's good that there is attention on this oil spill because I think it does help the people. The more the stories are pumped out there, the more BP is like the dreaded letters, the two dreaded letters this time instead of the three like AIG, and it keeps it out there. It keeps it circulating. And there are people that are very discouraged, and it seems like there's some serious discouragement about trying to shut down the well. And they've tried all kinds of different things, capturing oil from the pipe by using a tube. Remember that mile-long tube I was mentioning the other night? Going up to a ship, that could be something that could happen, but it only gets a small, little, tiny percentage of the oil. Now, McKay was telling the lawmakers that we're going to be able to try this top kill method by the end of the week. Here's how he said it in his words.
To stop the flow of oil, we are preparing what is known as a top kill. It uses a tube to inject drilling mud and cement directly into the wellbore to stop the flow. It's a proven technique, but it's never been used in 5,000 feet of water. We've begun drilling two relief wells to intercept and seal the original well. The latter will take an estimated 3 months.
Oof, yeah, 3 months. And everybody has their fingers crossed. Nobody wants to see this continue. But the more you see those red blobs and the more you can't shrimp and the more that the tides and the more importantly the currents take things in a different direction, the scarier it becomes because it's been well over a month now already at this point. Can you believe it? How quickly time also flows, and sadly not in the right direction for this oil spill. If the top kill thing works or there's some other method, the actor Kevin Costner was one of hundreds of people that came up with a suggestion. BP listened to his vacuuming suggestion, so maybe they're going to try to vacuum it up. They'll see if that works out. But whatever works, just however they can stop it, you know, sorry, that's the key. Just get her done. That old expression, just do it. Do it now. Wall Street reform is not done. In fact, it fell short in the Senate. It's worth me taking a few minutes to hit this one because the Democrats and the Republicans are still in a tug of war over amendments. It's always about the amendments, but the amendments are important. Because that's when something is enacted that you and I don't know about. We don't know that there were these amendments. We only hear the broad strokes and the press conferences and everything that comes out that's sexy about, oh, we have banks too big to fail. We want to do this or whatever. But you don't hear the amendments. And the amendments are important because that is truly usually the underbelly and what affects people. So the vote today, or yesterday, was 57 to 42. Two Democrats sided against invoking cloture to limit debate and move toward a final passage. 60 votes are what you need to end debate in the Senate. Two Republicans voted with a majority of Democrats. The bottom line is they didn't have enough. So they're scrambling for votes, in the same sentence. How about that? Democratic Senator Arlen Specter was nowhere. He lost the primary in Pennsylvania, and they're saying, you know, his aide saying, well, we don't know when he's going to be back. Ooh, I hope he gets back to help out on a bill that he's part of. So Senator Harry Reid accused Scott Brown, he didn't name him, but everybody knew who it was, said one lawmaker had gone back on his word to support the bill. He said that he was told that, because they knew it was going to be a tight vote, that Brown was going to vote with the Democrats, but Brown said he couldn't because it hurt businesses in his own home state. So how could he vote against the interests of the people he represents in Massachusetts? And it's still not really known if Brown said he would vote for it, but that's what Reid insinuated. Regardless, it's not happening. They're talking about the possibility of focusing on this on Thursday. What's happening now is Wall Street at this point is operating under regulations that were put into play during the financial crisis, and that's, of course, when we had the big recession. And Harry Reid said, here's a quote, they want to let Wall Street off the hook. So it was a pretty wild day, very wild day on the Hill. This is when you'd like to have binoculars and kind of be up there and watching what everybody's doing. Chris Dodd, who's a short-timer, he is the author of the bill, backed away from any kind of confrontation over the whole swaps market regulation thing because, you know, this is a sticking point. There was all kinds of tension, and part of the tension is because of what happened in some of the primary races. Now, Obama says this is one of his top priorities, to tighten the rules for banking and for markets, to not have something happen like we saw happen in 2008 in the fall. That's when it really tipped, and we don't go back into another recession, a deep recession, and we don't have to have these bailouts of banks. Because the reason they don't want to see that happen is the backlash that occurred. There was so much backlash over the bailout and health care reform on the heels of it. I think that's what tanks so many of the fates and fortunes of the people who have been representing their states for so very long and just think it's automatic that they're going to win the next time around. But because of what happened with the bailout and health care reform and probably a little illegal immigration, but really the economic factor, that changed the careers of a few politicians, including Arlen Specter. That was part of his downfall, too, and the fact that he jumped ship because he thought if he could get Obama to help him and if he could go to the Democrats, he would be able to stay in play, and now he's going to be out of play in November. So at this point, what you need to know is some of the amendments are crazy. They don't make sense. Some of the financial amendments don't make sense, and there's a push to figure out a way to push on credit card issuers and to enforce interest rate limits, which interest rate limits for most of us would be good. But here's what you also have to think about. A lot of those cards owned by the bank. The bank, in turn, when they can't get money from one pot, what are they going to do? You're going to have to really check your statements because you're probably going to see some hidden fees. I just have a feeling. It hasn't passed yet, though, however. Coming up, The Dungeon.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are, too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Become bigger, badder, and broader. Is this a good thing? I'll tell you what I mean coming up in just a few minutes here on America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate hanging out with all of yous across the country. I'm sorry. A reference to my cousin Vinny. I couldn't help myself. I can never get enough of that movie. I don't know what it is. It's just funny. The lines in it are funny. So we move to the dungeon. Who am I going to put in the dungeon? I haven't gone to the dungeon in a while. You know, a lot of times it's a politician or somebody else who's screwed up when it comes to regulations or some bad guy that slipped through the net of justice. But this time, I'm going to throw a network in the dungeon. Check this out. Lance Armstrong, who is just incredible. I mean, he's a genetic freak, this guy. And they can test him all they want to test him, but he truly, last year coming in third in the Tour de France, I mean, who knows where he comes in this time around. I love this guy. I think he's great what he does for his Live Strong organization. He's helping with the whole cancer thing. I mean, to be sure, he's made a ton of do-re-mi, but he should because he's earned it. And here's a guy who was riddled with cancer, and they didn't give him much of a shot, and he overcame the odds, and I think he's the poster child for that. You feel sorry for yourself, you look at Lance Armstrong, and then I think there is just something about Lance that's inspiring to people. So why is he upset? Why? What made him enraged? He does a lot of Twittering, and he wrote a Twitter that said, who's the dumb fill-in-the-blank at Versus TV that cut off the Amgen tour of Cali coverage with a mile to go for pre-game hockey. Pathetic. So they were just 2 kilometers from stage 3 of that tour. And you think how big the Tour de France is, and, you know, there's some great American racers, and there are a lot of people that ride. In my own neighborhood, the whole riding, I've seen people that are really big get in shape. I don't know how they get on the bikes in the first place, but they do. So anyway, the favorites in the race were sprinting toward the end, and the peloton, which is the group, was closing the gap. And Versus ignored the whole thing and suspended it and switched over to the NHL. And it was, he's right, it was pregame hockey. So you have a guy like David Zabriskie and Michael Rogers, Levi Leipheimer, who I love. And, you know, nobody saw the end. Nobody saw what the finish was in downtown Santa Cruz. They just switched it off. So that means that somebody that was invested in watching it live, or even if they taped it, they can't wait. They come home. You know, you guys know how that is. It's like soap operas, but it's a different kind of soap opera. So what a glitch this is. And this is only the 5th tour of California. They're really trying to pump this race up to make it something bigger in America, and it doesn't help when the network that's airing it does something like that, particularly if you have a good finish. I mean, listen, and I'm a Flyers fan, and the Flyers, once again, beat the Canadians. But he's right. If it's the pregame stuff, who cares? I mean, who cares about the pregame stuff? You're not in the middle of the throes of the game. That's the thing. So I think Lance Armstrong is right to tweet that and to be peeved at the network that airs this race that they're trying to make something of in the United States. So for that reason, the idiots at Versus are all put in the dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Woohoo! Yeah, and, you know, Lance Armstrong has a lot of people following him on Twitter. He's got, like, you know, 2,400,000 people. And, yeah, maybe this will help the people at Versus come to their senses and figure out how they're supposed to run sporting events, particularly like this one, when they come to the end of it to cut it off. I mean, look, if they wanted to dump out after the race, that's one thing, but to do it right when the exciting part, right at the end of it, if you invested the time, that's crazy. I mean, think of anything, if you're watching anything and you invest whatever time it is, I don't care if you TiVo it or not, but then you cut off the best part. That's just crazy. Now, see, Donovan, you can't relate to that because you don't have any tube in your life, except for that you do get Netflix and you do watch movies that way. It'd be like you get a Netflix movie and it's all jiggy at the end. So the last, and of course they would say that somebody's fingerprints were all over it, and that's probably why. But wouldn't that peeve you if you rented a movie, it was delivered to your house, and then you couldn't see the last couple of minutes of it, the exciting part, what you had just invested your time in?
I would surely be very, very annoyed.
Exactly. So see, even Donovan can relate in a different way. I can give you lots of analogies. You know, when you're reading a good book, I'm a voracious reader. I love to read. I know a lot of you probably love to read too. So when you're reading, I don't care what it is. Like I'm reading right now the Ben Franklin book and some other things, because that's how I am. I read like 3 different things at once. But when I'm reading it and I'm engrossed in it, if I came to the end, the crescendo, I came to the end of all that time I had invested, and I find the page is missing, oh, I'd be running up to Barnes & Noble or somewhere to find a copy of the book or find the last pages or the last chapter or whatever. So we can all relate to Lance's gripe, and that's why I threw Versus in the dungeon. Normally, we wouldn't even go in that direction, but I think it was worth it this time around. If you ever have a suggestion for a dungeon moment, by the way, feel free to send it to me. Go to americatonight.net, americatonight.net. In fact, if you go to there now, you can contact me through there. But if you go there now, you can check out the blog. And we have the Michelle Obama moments, and there's Blunder of the Day and what you missed and whatnot. So we've really added some cool things to the website. But if you've got a suggestion for a dungeon moment, please let me hear it. I mean, there's obvious ones. We could talk about Calderon's comments about Arizona, the mayor of L.A., what he shot back, and now what's going on with, oh, we have the electricity in Arizona and how crazy this has gotten with the Arizona immigration law, illegal immigration law that doesn't kick in until the end of July. But we've been through all those scenarios. You might have something completely different. I know a lot of people that swear by Thailand. They swear about the beauty in the place called the Golden Triangle and the Taj Mahal and what a great place it is to go and see. But if you were thinking of going to see it anytime soon, like, for instance, going to Bangkok, forget about it. It is a nightmare in Thailand. The streets in Bangkok are now kind of calm, but this is a day after the city was like a war zone. I mean, we're talking seriously deadly clashes between the protesters and the government. And they've got now in place a dawn-to-dusk curfew until Sunday because they're hoping that this crackdown on the protesters would sustain somehow. They're looking for peace. They're looking for civility. And you don't see this a lot in Thailand. So there are people that go there. They volunteer. They work with kids in orphanages. I know a lot of people that have gone to Thailand. They say at least 44 people were killed so far in the last couple of weeks. And even in a precious temple, they found 6 bodies. This is crazy what's happened there. At this point, nobody's stepping in. You know, Thailand's is doing the whole thing on their own. And they've taken in some what they think are the leaders of this anti-government protest. The red shirt leaders called off all of what was happening in the streets. But I guess some people didn't listen to what they were saying, and there were riots that erupted throughout the city. So you got, you know, a bank, a police station that were set on fire, a TV station. And you start torching buildings. I mean, 34 buildings, you know, some heads are going to roll. So you've got about 400 people injured. The death toll, they think, is going to even get higher as they start to go through some of the other areas of Bangkok that have been damaged. And this one Buddhist temple was kind of a safe haven for the protesters early in the week, but apparently not anymore as they found those bodies. So it's kind of like a civil war. It is a civil war. It looks like a civil war in Thailand. A lot of Americans are being told to skedaddle because you don't want to be over there vacationing in this scenario with the clashes that are happening. And normally, like I said, a very peaceful place. You know, it just makes you, when you see stuff like this, it makes me think, oh, you know, this, we certainly have had protests. We certainly have had riots in this country. We have freedom of speech, baby. It's so about that freedom of speech that people take for granted, the freedoms that we have, incredible freedoms. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can at 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net. I promise I'll hit you up on the FDA thing and also the swine flu because there's a panel investigating the WHO's response to the swine flu outbreak, and they want to actually see those exchanges between the UN and the drug companies. Woohoo! Finally, let's look underneath the hood. Follow the money, baby. Somebody's getting wise to all of it. I'll meet you in a few.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
power.
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at kerostove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at kerostove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to kerostove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Listening to us in Illinois here on ATN. Hey, Dale, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine. No, it's not Dale in Illinois. It's your mother in Philadelphia. and I have a real bad cold. And if the Flyers lose, no streaking.
I'm not going to do it, trust me. Okay. I've gotten in shape, too, but I wouldn't do it. No way.
Well, on a more serious note, I wanted to talk about this president of Mexico. You know, who does this guy think he is trying to tell us what to do here?
I agree.
He can't control his own country. I just can't figure this out. We talked to the Secretary of Homeland Security, the Attorney General, the President of the United States. None of them have read a 16-page bill as to what it does. And it doesn't do what everybody's saying it's going to do.
Yeah.
The police in Arizona can't just walk up and ask people for legal papers. They can't do it. That's not what the law says.
That's right.
And all they want to do is to register these people to get handouts so they'll vote for the Democrats in an election. It's a sad state of affairs, Kate.
I agree. It is a very sad state of affairs. Absolutely. I don't understand. And I'm glad that people are upset and they're starting to vote some of these idiots out, because that's the problem. It's our government and our representatives aren't doing the jobs that they should be doing, and they're not even reading the laws. Eric Holder, the attorney general, he's charged with looking at this. He doesn't even read the 17 pages. He says that he admits it last week that he hadn't even looked at it.
Well, Janet Napolitano, or can't pronounce her name.
Janet Napolitano, yeah.
Yeah, says, I haven't read it, but I sure wouldn't have signed it. Well, like the health care bill, you know, what's the problem there, Madam Secretary? You would have signed it if you'd been in Congress, and you wouldn't have read it either. So what makes the difference?
Yeah, we got to have people that actually read the legislation that they're voting on and at least have some serious knowledge about it if they want to get the thumbnail version and they know all the amendments and what's going into it. But I don't understand that, and that's exactly what's happened with this Arizona thing in a different way. Bravo to the governor, Dale, for having the cojones, which he doesn't have, but having them, to which he adopted, to actually sign this piece of legislation, because she's taken a lot of hell for it. And, you know, she thought about it. She talked to a lot of people, and this is what most of the people in Arizona wanted.
Well, and it'll bring this to a head at some point. And as I said, I think the Arizona situation, the border problem, it's going to bring this immigration issue to a head.
Yep.
Because we have people wanting to boycott, and now we're going to think about cutting off electricity to Southern California, which we're not going to do. But this could get real nasty.
I agree. I think it's going to get really, really nasty when it's all said and done. Dale, as always, we love you. Thanks for the call.
You bet.
Okay, if anybody else wants to throw in their 2 cents, you can slide in 800-259-5791. Or in the meantime, I told you I would tell you a couple of things about the FDA for one. Let me talk about that first. The FDA gets pounded about the fact that they're not doing their job. How about that? And the FDA says we don't have enough people. That's part of the problem. So they're trying to put a spin on the agency, a positive spin on it, and they're trying to be part of a broader plan to remake their image. They're, because they're known to be too secretive, they're deciding that, okay, we're going to tell people about the problems. They're coming up with ways to get the information out there, like drug evaluation and in food manufacturing, the inspections and all that sort of stuff. So the changes would probably require Congress to implement them, but they've had these strict confidentiality rules, a shroud of secrecy, and because, you know, the scientists handle a lot of proprietary information from food, drug, and other companies, but this hasn't worked out too well because they're too slow to tell us what's wrong with something, and it comes out too late. So I like the idea that they're going to lift some of the veil off of this, because it would benefit us in the long run. I mean, if this is a branch of the government, we're paying for this, and this is the agency that's supposed to protect, for example, our food supply, then I want to know. Or whether it's, look at prescription pills. Like in 2004, remember Vioxx was pulled from the market 5 years after its approval because it was linked to heart attacks and strokes. And maybe some lives could have been saved if they had opened up more about what they were seeing, if they were more transparent, at least to researchers and stuff, and they didn't do that. So with drugs, that's a good thing, and certainly with food, I believe that's a good thing too. We need to know more. Well-armed or well-informed and being well-armed is much better than flying around in the dark, and that's exactly what's been happening with the FDA. They need to publish inspection reports, and we need to be able to see them, of manufacturing plants. They need to publicize criminal cases, and they're talking about doing this, against companies regulated by the FDA. They need to put more documents online so that there wouldn't be all this backlog when you request something. I've requested something from them, and you never get it. It takes forever. And I hope that they put all these things into play. All right, speaking of your health, how about the amount of time that a lot of people spent on the swine flu or H1N1? Because, of course, you had to change the politically correct name, right? Well, the swine flu, it appears, oh, I know you're shocked, there could be some people that were in cahoots to make some money on this. Yep, and so the WHO, we want to see, and we all want to see this, what was going on, the exchanges between the UN and the drug company. So a 29-member panel is going to look at those World Health Organization records and the correspondence from both before and after that strain of flu was declared a pandemic back in June of last year. And why? And they want to see the contractual letters of understanding between the pharmaceutical, this is the key, industry and the WHO. Because some of the agreements with the industry have been considered confidential in the past, but so far they've been giving up the paper trail easily. They're not trying to hide anything. And, you know, how this craziness of how the outbreak was handled. Remember the many, many, many press conferences that were held that made you think that everybody on the planet was going to die. And then the millions of dollars, because there was a lot of money spent buying antiviral drugs and flu vaccines in anticipation of the serious outbreak, that never happened. It never happened. We're struggling financially. And companies that benefited, Switzerland's Roche company, the Tamiflu antiviral meds jumped by 2 billion Swiss francs. That's 1.74 billion last year. GlaxoSmithKline sold the vaccines and the antiviral stuff, Relenza. In France, they had some vaccines too. Some companies actually donated medicines to poor companies, but they were making a ton of money. So how many people died from the H1N1 strain over the past year? 18,036. Far fewer than would have died from seasonal flu during the same period. And what the head of the World Health Organization said, remember, it's Margaret Chan, she said that the reason is that the world was just plain lucky that the swine flu wasn't deadlier. Do you buy that? I'm thinking no. Somebody certainly got rich on that one. It was Thoreau who said, it takes two to speak the truth, one to speak and another to hear.
America, we don't tolerate that kind of crap.